In December of 2021, documents describing an NIH grant to the EcoHealth Alliance were made public by The Intercept that explained how grant money was sent to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, who then used it to do experiments on humanized mice with coronaviruses that were made in the lab by combining various parts of wild coronaviruses, and that these viruses made the mice more ill than non-chimeric coronaviruses.
I ran congressional investigations, okay? I have had to warn people verbally and in writing, attorneys, about what the legal implications are of lying and misleading Congress. I've had to send those letters. It's not some theoretical idea I have, like the writers at The Intercept. Anthony Fauci lied before Congress. He should be prosecuted for getting in front of Congress and doing this weaselly word about what I think gain of function is and calling a senator a liar. It's ridiculous. I've never seen that before in my life. I mean, it's unprecedented.
This is Paul Thacker again, the journalist and former Senate investigator who we heard from in part four of this series.
Just this last month, because of two documents, what do we know now? We finally got a release of Peter Daszak's Bat Research NIH grant, right? And we also have a proposal he submitted to DARPA, which is a U.S. military research program.
DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which is an agency under the U.S. Department of Defense, responsible for research and development of emerging technologies for use by the military. The grant proposal Paul is referring to was a proposal that was drafted by the EcoHealth Alliance in March of 2018 that was made public in September of 2021 by Drastic after relevant documents were given to them by a whistleblower. This grant proposal was to work with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, amongst others, including Ralph Barrick's lab at the University of North Carolina, to create a project called Diffuse. The stated aim of the project was, quote, diffusing the threat of bat-borne coronaviruses. To accomplish this, the EcoHealth Alliance was seeking a total of $14.2 million. According to the grant proposal submitted to DARPA by Peter Daszak and the EcoHealth Alliance, they wanted to inject deadly chimeric bat coronaviruses collected by the Wuhan Institute of Virology into both humanized mice as well as, quote, batified mice. Further, they wanted to, quote, inoculate bats with immune modulators, as well as with novel chimeric polyvalent recombinant spike proteins. They would do this by, quote, developing effective molecular delivery via automated aerosolization onto bats at roost entrance at our three test cave sites in a cave complex in Yunnan, China, where SARS-CoVs have infected people. The phrase, our three test cave sites in Yunnan, where SARS-CoVs have infected people, is probably a reference to the Mojang Mine. And the fact that the proposal calls them our caves indicates again the focus that Daszak and Dr. Shi Zhengli of the Wuhan Institute of Virology had placed on this mine as a collection site for viral samples. In fact, 1 year before submitting this grant proposal to DARPA, Peter Daszak was a speaker at the Consortium of Universities for Global Health Conference, where he said this.
And we've now found a very large diversity of SARS-like coronaviruses. Some are almost identical to SARS. In fact, there's one cave in Yunnan province that has every genetic element of the SARS coronavirus circulating in bats.
Reading further into the DARPA document,